Blog Talk Radio.
We would like to welcome you to the Word of Faith Praise and Worship Center, where God is in the midst, where God is doing great and mighty things. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and to be glad in it. This morning, we thank God for being a mind fixing, a heart regulator. We thank Him for being an establisher of faith and of power. We thank Him for being the true and the living God. I want to tell you today, Word of Faith, I want to welcome you, praise God, our radio audience on this morning. I want you to know that God is still in control. I want you to know that there is nothing too hard for God to do. For the Word of God says that He is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. What are you thinking about this morning? What do you need from God this morning? Do you not know that He is still on the throne? Do you not know that He is the King of kings and He is the Lord of lords? I want you to know today that there is nothing too hard for Him. So get ready to receive the word. Get ready for your cousin to be filled. Get ready to be healed. Get ready to be delivered. Get ready to be made free. Hallelujah, this morning, praise God, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank You, we praise You, we magnify Your name. God, we exalt You. God, we lift Your name up high. God, we give You all of the praise and all of the glory. God, we ask that, God, even now, God, to touch the people, Lord God, everywhere. God, look upon those, God, that in Word of Faith. God, look at those, God, that are out, Father God, from city to city and state to state. God, look upon those, God, that are in our radio audience. Bless them today. Keep them before You, God. God, let them know, God, today that the Word of God is a lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway. And Father, we thank You and we praise Thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Are you ready, Word of Faith, to praise the Lord? Are you ready to hear the Word of God? Why don't you get your Bibles in your hand? Why don't you hold your Bibles up high as we present, as we make this profession before the Most High God? Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I have what it says I have.
I have what it says I have.
I can do what it says I can do.
I can do what it says I can do.
Today I will be taught.
Today I will be taught.
The Word of God.
The Word of God.
I boldly confess.
I boldly confess.
My mind is alert.
My mind is alert.
My heart is receptive.
My heart is receptive.
I'll never be the same.
I'll never be the same.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Put your hands together. Bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. I don't know about you today, but I'm ready for the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. On this morning, we're going to be coming from the Old Testament. We're going to be coming from 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, and beginning at that first verse of the 30th chapter of 1 Samuel. And it reads, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smeared Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. And David and the people that were with them lifted up their voice and wept. until they had no more power to weep. If I would use as a subject on this morning, I would use that the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to God. I want to say that again, congregation, that the battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs unto God. When we look at this chapter, when we look at these verses here in the 30th chapter of 1 Samuel, we see that David and his men had gone on a journey, and they had decided that they would come back because there wasn't any need for them to stay any longer. But when they came back, they found out that the place that they reside, the place where their family, the place where their loved one, the place where their sons and their daughters, the place where their wives were, the place where they had family, the place where they had property, it was no longer there. They could know that they could smell the smoke, but the word of God tells us that Ziklag was burned well. It was smithered. The enemy came in and smithered Ziklag. You know, the Bible let us know that the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. He didn't know when he got up this morning, when he left, praise God. Hallelujah. When he came back, he and his men, they were prepared to embrace their loved one, oh, to hug them, to kiss them. I believe that they thought that the family was going to be able to welcome them back. But when they got back, when they came back to Ziklag, things wasn't the same. Things wasn't the way that it was before. The place was burned. And not only that, praise the Lord, it let us know that their loved ones, hallelujah, had been taken away. The enemy had came in. Enemy came in to come while David and his men, the strong men of the house, was not in place, was not there. Enemy knew that they had advantage to come against their families and take what they wanted to take from Ziklag. And most of all, they had the desire to take their families and take what they had. So when the men of God came back, they did not find their family. They didn't find their loved ones there. They had been taken by the enemy. So what did David? What did David and his men do? I mean, strong men, men of God, strong men with a mission, strong men that fought in battle, strong men that have gone to different battlefields and fought. But when they came back, all they could do was lift up their voices, and they began to wept until they had no more power to weep. Yeah. Have you ever been in a place? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name. Glory. Hear what I say, word of faith. Hear what I say, people of God. Have you ever been in a place when it seems like all you can do is weep? All you can do is cry. Because you don't know what to do. You don't know where to go because the enemy have creeped in while you weren't looking, while you weren't there, and have taken your family, have taken your possession, or did something that will cause you to weep. So the strong men, the men that had left home, the men that was gone to battle, to fight, when they came back, their families had been taken, and all they could do were weep. Why? the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his son and for his daughter. But David encouraged himself in his God. I believe this morning, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you, people of God. I'm talking to you, those in New York. I'm talking to you, those in Chicago. I'm talking to you, those that are in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm talking to you, our radio audience. I'm talking to you, Word of Faith. Hallelujah. In the time when you don't know what to do and how you're going to go forward, how you're going to go backwards, what are you going to do? I believe that even sometimes as David, although he was the leader, although he was leading the men, yet they trusted him because they followed him. But now they have gone off to fight, and here they come back. And when they came back, their family members had been taken. So after they cried a little bit, after they, hallelujah, after they thought about it, they had time to think about the situation, and then they decided that we're going to blame David, we're going to blame our leader for not being here, we're going to blame him because my wife, my husband, my daughter is not here. So they decided that they had even talked about, we're going to stone David. Have you ever, hallelujah, been in a situation where you've been in leadership and there are people that want to put you at the church and leaders want to get rid of you. Leaders, hallelujah, because of the fact that they didn't agree what was going on. They didn't agree what was happening. And they all they did was talk about you. All they did is want to stone you. And that's what they want to do with David. They wanted to stone the man of God. They wanted to stone the man of God that God had called to lead, and God had called to be the king. They wanted to stone him. But David, they were not the only one hurting. They weren't the only one that was sad. And they weren't the only one that was in distress. But the word of God let us know that David, after he got through crying, oh my God, you can cry sometimes. Oh, you can, hallelujah, you can weep sometimes. Yes. But then you got to come to yourself. And that's what David did. He had to come to himself. He had the knowledge that I am the leader, that I'm God's man. Yes. And I got to seek the face of God. We're in trouble. We need some help. I can't do it by myself, but I need it. I need Jesus. These people, they planted on, they're thinking about stoning me. Oh, but I need some help from above. I need a word today. I want to know that you know that the word of God said, I will lift up my eyes to the hill with some in my head. My help coming from the Lord who has made the heaven and the earth. I believe that the word of God tells us, oh God, in the mighty name
Come on, let's
of God. You need to ask God, what should I do? And ask a God said and give you the answer. Whether you say yes, then you go. And if you say no, you ought to stay and let God work it out for you, God. And either way, God will work it out for you. And David, the Lord gave the word. The Lord let him go. That he's for him to go, and not only for him to go, but he's supposed to go in the name of Jesus and overtake the enemy and without fail recover all. I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that God is a very present help in the time of trouble. Somebody's in trouble. Somebody's feeling this. Somebody is feeling, hallelujah, that they want to commit suicide. Somebody is feeling that I want to throw my hands up. Somebody is saying it is not worth it. But you want to know that God is a very present help. If you're in trouble, the Lord God, he is a very present help in the time of trouble, in the time of need. He is that very present help. He'll be with you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will show you what to do. All you got to do is acknowledge him. And I thank God this morning. To thank God that David and his men, they took 600 men with them because God told them to go and pursue. And when they were on their way, 200 of them, they were weak. Oh, my God. Sometimes in our bodies, sometimes the flesh, sometimes it don't work the way that we want it to work. And these 200 men, oh, my God, they wasn't able physically, and I believe a little mentally, able to go and pursue the enemy. But David, he had compassion on those 200, and he knew because God had told him to go, it was going to be all right. And he was liking, oh my God, 200 men, he was going to go overtake him, what he had, and that was 400 men. And I was going to know today that David and his men, as they pursued and as they had gone, Father, in the name of Jesus, as they had gone, they were able to go in. Hallelujah. They would go in and, Father, in the name of Jesus, go against the enemy and go get what belongs unto them. But the word of God says that as they were going, word of God said that they found this Egyptian, and the Egyptian was in the field, and he brought this Egyptian to him, and David gave them bread, and the man did eat because they also gave them some water in order to drink, and they gave him a piece of cake of figs. In other words, they fed him because a man too was physically weak and he needed some strength.
Right.
He needed to be able to help David out. But when the process, as we read the word of God, we find that same man, oh God, that same man had vital information about what David was about to do. We find that this man, oh God, that the enemy that came into Ziklag, those enemy that came and burned up their possessions and burned up their property and took their wives and took their children, took their family, hallelujah, that this young man knew all about it. And the young man, hallelujah, told David that it was there that was came in the Ziklag. His master had left him some days ago because he became weak. When you look at a master him. He decided that we're going to leave him out there without some food, out there without some shelter. And look what God did. It was a setup, come on high. Come on, don't tell me. Don't tell me that God will not set you up. Don't tell me that God will not open a way for you. Don't tell me that God won't make a way for you. God allowed that young man to be in a place that he was. And God used him to cause David to have direction, to know what was happening and where the enemy was. And that young, all that young man wanted, he knew that David, he could trust David because of the fact that David gave him something to eat and took care of him. All he wanted to know that for him not to kill him, hallelujah, not to take his life, that he was showed David and he was showing men where the enemy was, where his master was. The master didn't realize that I'm leaving something important. I'm leaving this man that has all the information, that knows the plan, knows the path. He didn't realize that what he was leaving behind, but hallelujah, glory to his name, that he left that man behind, and that man, because of the fact, oh my God, that because of the fact that David took care of him, oh my God, that man was willing to lead him to the master, to his master, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. It is good for us, praise God, to be able to treat one another with love and with kindness, not just when you're doing well, but when you're well, when you're sick, whatever condition that you may be in, always treat people right. Always, if you love them when they're well, you have to love them when they're sick. When you love them, when they're down and out, you ought to love them when they're up, praise God. And here David had the key to where his men was. And I thank God that this young man was able to take David and his men there. And the word of God tells us that David and his men were able to recover all.
All right.
Oh my God.
All right.
They were able.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on now.
All right.
He was able to recover all.
All right.
You may be looking at a situation today and look like the enemy is taking everything away from you. It looks like you don't know where you're going to get that next check, where you're going to get that next bill.
Come on.
You don't know where you're going to spend the night, or where you're going to get the money to pay your rent, to pay your mortgage. My God, you may have a disease that the doctor has given you a bad report.
Come on.
You got to know the God that you serve.
Yes.
You got to know that
the
God that he is a healer, that he is a deliverer.
Jeez.
You got to know that he is a mind fixing and a heart
regulator.
You got to know that he is a healer of cancer,
leukemia.
He's a God that is able to do all things. He's a God that is able to bring you out with a strong hand and a strength out of, even as it looked like it was over. My God. And when I think about, even as the scripture, oh my God, when I think about what the enemy could have done to these men, wives and their family, their loved ones, but God did not allow
hallelujah
them to kill David's wives.
Hallelujah.
Did not allow them to kill the other men's wives and their sons and their
thank
daughters.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
They could have came in and mastered the whole place and burned it down. But God was in the plan.
Lord.
God was in the plan.
Lord.
So here we see that they were able to recover all that the enemy had taken from them. And not only recover all, what the enemy had taken from them, but they were able to get more than they had before.
All right.
Everything that the enemy had that once belonged to them now belongs. Ha! Now belongs to Lord God. Now belongs to David and to this man.
Hallelujah.
My God. Hallelujah. I believe that scripture said that God will open the windows of heaven.
Yes.
Pour you out blessings. That there be not room enough to receive.
Yes.
I thank God this morning.
Yes.
Because he gives us hope.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is our hope of glory. I believe it builds our faith. For the word of God said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Amen.
We not may see it,
hallelujah,
but we got to believe it. David had to believe God.
Thank you.
He had to stop crying.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He had to stop crying.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He had to encourage himself.
Yes.
And he had to go before God.
Yes.
And God gave him the answer to what he needed to do.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters,
yes,
we got to go before God. We got to believe God.
Yes.
For any and everything that we need today. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing in life, you got to know that God is able to bring you through.
Yes.
I believe on last Sunday, we talked about the topic. It's not over.
All right.
Until God says it's over.
Hallelujah.
It's not over.
Hallelujah.
Until God says it's over.
Hallelujah.
And we got to remember that it's not over.
Hallelujah.
No matter how the enemy tries to announce death in situations, in different places, and upon you, and upon your family.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But it is not over.
Hallelujah.
Until God says that it is over.
Thank you.
Sometimes things look like a dead situation.
Hallelujah.
It looks like a dead situation.
Hallelujah.
With David. They don't know what to expect. Hallelujah. But God did it for them. God did it for the man of God. In John, the 11th chapter, when Lazarus was dead for 4 days, and Martha said that the man told Jesus that he had been in the grave 4 days, and now he's thinking. In other words, he was saying, God, come on, God. She was thinking in her heart that it's all over.
Jesus, all right.
He's been in the grave for 4 days.
Right,
it's all
right.
Over.
All right.
Nothing you can do.
All right.
If you would have been there, God, you could have prayed for him.
Hallelujah.
Had you been here, God. But God, it's all over. And God let her know.
Hallelujah.
That I am the resurrection and the life. Oh, my God. God will resurrect things in your life that seem to be dead.
Thank you, Lord.
And God wanted the people to know. God wanted Martha to know. God wanted Mary to know. God wanted the people around him to know.
Yes.
God wants us to know that it's not over.
Hallelujah.
Until he says
hallelujah
that it is over.
Bless.
And yes, he brought Lazarus back to life.
Hallelujah.
Yes, even River Martha's, the blood has stopped running his veins.
Lord,
my God, eyes closed.
Lord, be to God.
Couldn't breathe. Come on. Couldn't walk.
Lord,
my
be to God.
God. But when God called his name, when God called him Lazarus and told him to come forth, when God spoke, it was done.
Yeah.
And whatever situation that you may be in today, that when God speaks,
hallelujah,
you got to know that it's done. Come on. You got to know that it's completed. You got to know that it's going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
And that it is all right.
Yes.
I will bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my soul.
Oh.
And all that is within me.
Yes.
I will bless his name. I want you to know, thanks to the Most High God,
Jesus,
all we need to do is to believe God.
Thank you, Lord, and to celebrate him
and to thank him for the great, for the mighty
things
that he has done in our lives.
Yes.
We're getting ready to pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. God, we magnify your name. God, we thank you, Father, for the great, for the mighty things that you have done. Lord, we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the message that you have given me for your people on today. And Father, I pray, God, that they have been stirred on the inside. And God, even as you told me on last week to put in my spirit, that God, in the name of Jesus, that they now have that kick on the inside. That God, where they was lying dormant, God, where they calling it done, God, that they have been revived, that they've been restored, and God, that they have that go ahead type spirit on the inside. And God, that they have that ever-increasing faith on the inside of them. God, those that have thrown the hand at Father, thank you today for the word. Hallelujah. Because they have been revived today. They have been restored today. They came back alive today. Father, they're able to worship you today because of your word, because of your anointing, because of your power, because of what you have done. Father God, in the name of Jesus, call the word of God, Father, to be continually a lamp unto their feet and in life unto their pathway. God bless the people, God. For near, God, keep them ever before you. God, strengthen them today. Father God, whatever they may be going through on today, God, let them know, Father, that it's not over until you say that it is over. And Father God, all those, God, that are listening to the sound of my voice, God, that they're not saved, God, if they don't know you as the King of Kings and Lord of Lord. God, they don't know you as a living Savior. God, they don't know you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus as the all-breasted one. They don't know you, Father, in the name of Jesus as the one, God, that is able to seek that came to seek and to save them that are lost. Father God, Lord, let them know. And they let them, Father God, realize, God, that you love them and that you paid the price 2,000 years ago for them. And God, I ask this in the name of Jesus. God, let them give their lives to you on today. Let them, Father God, surrender all to you today. Let them surrender all to you today. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we call it done. We call it done right now. Those that need healing, God, I send the word right now to those, God, that are sick. Those that have infirmities in their bodies. Father, I call forth the word of healing,
yes.
Father, to every individual that are sick,
yes.
Those with headaches, backaches, those with having problems in the abdominal area,
yes.
God, I pray healing right now.
Yes.
Those that have problems in their lumbar area,
yes.
Cervical
yes.
area,
yes.
Father God, God, I pray healing right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
God, those, God, in the name of Jesus, have any type of corneal
yes.
problem, God. Father God, with their brain, Father God. God, I pray, God, healing. Those with mental diseases, schizophrenia, bipolar diseases, I pray healing right now in the name of Jesus. Those that are brokenhearted, hallelujah, I pray healing right now. Father, I send the word of peace and joy to them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and declare it to be done according to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen,
amen, amen. And we thank God for the word of God. Today we want to take this opportunity to invite you to visit us here at Word of Faith, Praise and Worship Center. We are here every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. We are located at 5045 Soutel Drive, sweet night here in the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm Pastor Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, let them know that the Word of Faith broadcast, the Word of Faith church service is being held in this location. And every month, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 12 o'clock from 12 to 1, we're open for prayer. And so you can come in. You can pray your prayer before God. You can be able to come in and spend time with God, you and God. Bring a friend. Tell them to come in. If you need for me as pastor here to pray for you during that time, I'll be more than happy to pray for you. But remember, in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Remember, it is not over until God says it's over. Remember, the battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs to God. And he is well able to fight every battle. May God bless you. May he keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he bless you in your going in, and may he bless you in your coming out, is our prayer.